The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I think we can all agree that if the Rockets, you know, make like 98% of their three-pointers, they're going to win games.
But they make 42 yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's if they do that, they're not going to lose. But we know they don't do that every game.
Exactly. I think asking them to shoot that well three times in a series is probably a little much. Will they shoot better than 39% from three again in this series? If I were a betting man, I would say no. I think while you can say at some point the bats turn it around, which I think they do, at some point don't the arms kind of come back to
earth? That's what you would expect. I mean, when was the last time they developed young pitchers who actually stayed pitching well for a long stretch?
Yeah.
I'll answer Lance McCullers.
Yeah.
That's it. And you know how it is with young pitchers. Once teams figure them out and, you know, once they've been studied and figure out what their pitch patterns are and things like that, they start getting hit and then they have to adjust. And that's what we'll find out.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click a like. Send a message. Aaron will read it. He's lonely in there. And it makes him feel important, especially when he tried to set AJ up and AJ just stood there and watched the ball go out of bounds. You can also get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real.
I don't care about either of you.
At Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. We know that. You don't even need to say that. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And, man, why are these sideline, for one thing, sideline reporters are useless, but why are sideline reporters wearing masks?
You know what's worse than that is in the post-game interviews that the coaches are wearing masks, even though there's no one within like 15 feet of them. They're up on a podium by themselves.
Yeah.
And they're still wearing a mask, and you can barely understand a word that they say because they don't have good masks.
I might be mistaken, but I think when they do when the coaches do those, they're in a separate room completely.
I think they are.
I think it's all Zoom.
Like, I think they're in a room by themselves.
Yeah.
I don't get it. You're in the bubble. You're not near anybody. Okay. But also, you can watch us on the Twitch channel where you can also comment and you can listen during the breaks, which is what we've been doing. Miss the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed. You know what? I think we were way too sportsy for 2 hours. I'm gonna say it was a very... I mean, it was fun. Don't get me wrong. There was a lot of, you know, I think some good discussion, but it was just very sportsy. Except for nobody wants to tell me what the hell happened with Nick and Josh, and everybody keeps asking me about it. So
just saying, I don't know.
Well,
I don't really know.
I don't. Well, you're supposed to know. You're the program director. So there. Hey, I have some...
I did send them a text. I sent them a message today.
Oh, really?
I said, listen, I don't care if you guys don't like each other. Just do a good show. That's all I care about.
So did you red card anyone?
No red cards.
Okay.
We're all pros. We'll figure it out.
So a yellow card would do?
Yellow card probably should have come out today.
Well, my trend of... My good COVID news trend...
Uh-huh.
Well, yesterday was the lowest day that we've had in over a month and a half, right? In terms of new cases, we had 641. I was very excited about that significant drop. 1480 yesterday. Still, though, again, here's the positive. Still fewer than the same period last week. And still one of the lower numbers we've had in a while.
Okay.
So... Again, it's the whole new case thing is what I'm focusing on. I'm trying to give the people some positive news, and so that it's not all negative. So, Alfonso, Fred says he doesn't know what happened. I can confirm he said he doesn't know. You've heard it here first. Yeah, that's a can confirm guy. Other than Letterkenny can confirm guy. Those guys are cool the way they do it. But can confirm reports guys. Yeah. Indy says, I agree with AJ as a real. Can't cheer Carbach with people who don't like me.
There you go. There's a whole thing trending, a nationwide trending on Twitter of welcome to Texas. And it's a lot of people who are planning on moving here from different states. A lot of Californians and Michiganders apparently planning to get out of their states and move to Texas.
Well, that's been happening for Michigan for a while, right?
Yes.
Michigan, Illinois, all the Midwest. A lot of people have been moving here.
But y'all are picking California, too.
Y'all are picking a bad time of year to do this.
Well, no, you're picking the perfect time because as soon as, well, don't come today. If you come today, you're going, hey, the weather's not that bad. This is actually nice. The morning was pleasant. And, yeah, the afternoon got a little warm, but that's okay. I can live with that. Yeah, wait about a week when it's 105 with 100% humidity again, and then walk around downtown for an hour. That's what I want you to do before you move here.
Yeah.
Now, to be fair, it's not that long that we have to deal with that, and the rest of the year is pretty damn good, except for the occasional hurricane. But I don't want you guys to know that because we don't need you. No offense, but, you know, I am against this. We have we've got a nice setup here, and we've lost track of the fact that the city is too crowded with too many vehicles because people aren't on the road right now. And you're going to come here and see that and go, oh, God, I heard traffic was bad. This isn't bad at all. And then if we ever get back to where people can go back to work, guess what? You'll be stuck on 59 for 4 hours. This is not the place for you, especially if you're from California. I just don't think you'll like it. So why are they doing this?
Well, I think they're tired of politics, and then there's people. And, of course, you know, all the Republicans who live in Texas are saying, don't bring your California voting over here. And then there's a lot of people saying, you know, it's a back and forth. My wife always complained. My wife's parents really complain about people who move from California to Oregon and then try to turn Oregon into California, and they don't like that. People in Oregon, apparently everyone in Oregon, and I've been there probably a dozen times now, and it's pretty much the one thing that all Oregonians agree on is they hate people from California and they don't want them to live here. So I'm not for people from California moving here. I
don't hate
there's
them.
Enough people in our state. And if they do want to move here, guess where they should move? West Texas.
Yeah, that's perfect for
them. Don't come to the cities. We don't need more people in the cities.
For one thing, and you know, and I guess if you're a California person, you're looking, hey, this Austin looks really cool. This looks like a California type city in a place that doesn't suck as much as California. And guess what? That's been happening for 15 years now. It's so crowded.
It's overfull. Yeah. Too many people beat you to the punch.
I got
to
tell you, Austin is full. You stop there. Dallas, full. Fort Worth, full. Houston, full. San Antonio, almost full. Pretty close.
You know what's not full?
El Paso.
Abilene.
Abilene's good.
Midland, Odessa.
Lubbock.
Amarillo.
Lubbock.
There's wide open spaces in Amarillo.
I'll go another step. Beaumont's full.
Beaumont's full.
Yep, sorry. So if you want to move here, then what about Nacogdoches? Can we give them Nacogdoches?
Sure.
Okay, we'll give them Nacogdoches.
They're going to start spilling over into your property, though.
That's a long way they have to go to get
Laredo.
There.
Laredo is open.
Laredo, Brownsville?
Yeah, and those are very close to a tropical destination. Cancun's in Mexico, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that. You're just across the border.
And plus, now you can go to Cancun instead of Cabo.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think you guys would love Lubbock.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
But honestly, while we're at it, like, you know what else is pretty great, California people? Oklahoma. Like, that's the real spot to go.
Yeah.
Or New Mexico. Save money on gas. You'll be closer.
I don't see a fit in Arkansas.
Yeah, that doesn't feel right.
Yeah. New Mexico, at least, they have desert.
There are
you
deserts.
Have desert in California.
New Mexico is almost exclusively desert, to be honest.
I mean, you have nothing in Oklahoma to begin with.
Yeah. Oh, but Oklahoma's a sad place. I feel bad wishing anyone to move to Oklahoma.
Yeah, that was across the line, Hoffman.
That was a mistake.
I think you need a full retraction of that.
That was a mistake.
And you mentioning Arkansas, that's even worse. Stop.
I was following his lead. I thought we were trying to punish them.
No, I just don't want them to come here.
No,
and the truth is, I don't want anybody else to move here because
it's crowded enough. We've gotten too big. The city's too big. I mean, there's places in the state that are fine, but all the big cities are the places you'd want to live are too crowded, man. Oh well. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I think I need help. I'm
drowning in myself. Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. I don't know if they... Did you intentionally hold that one?
No.
It kind of sounds like you did.
It tastes like pizza, and I didn't... Oh, I had spaghetti for lunch. Oh. It's like, why does my burp taste like pizza? But it was spaghetti.
Lamont said, I agree with Fred. I'm from Houston. Before I left Houston, Katie, Seeley, Wharton, El Campo were all like an out-of-town drive. Now it's like a suburb of Houston.
It is.
And...
We used to go to the Woodlands to ride three-wheelers because that was out in the country. Not really out in the country now.
When I was a kid, which was centuries ago, of course, Pearland was basically horse pastures.
Was this pre or post Louisiana Purchase?
Would have been, carry the one, right after. But, I mean, basically there was Pearland, because like we'd go play Pearland in football, and back then they sucked because it was all a bunch of white guys. And it was farmland. And in Fort Bend County, there was one high school. It was Dulles. And you look at those places now, I mean, Pearland is, and I'm not dogging Pearland from back in the day. It was nice that we were able to get wins. But that place is awesome now. And so, and Fort Bend County is huge. And those used to be road trips. That's exactly what he's saying. It used to be a road trip to go play Dulles. And a road trip to go play Pearland, and now it's just part of the city, and that's cool. But I don't know that we have a lot more directions to grow. I mean, hell, out by the racetrack when the racetrack opened, there was nothing, and now you live there.
Yeah.
And Tomball's blown up. So, and then 713 says Joe Rogan's moved to Austin. He says it's because of overcrowding in the politics in California. I guess he didn't get the Austin is crowded memo.
Or the Austin politics memo.
But he's also trying to catch a tax break on that $100 million Spotify
deal.
That's
my guess.
Yeah, and that's cool. I mean, I'm down with that. That's one reason why I like living here.
I'm also willing to bet that he's not actually moving to Austin. He's probably moving to Round Rock or something like that around Austin.
He's probably moving out on the lake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although he likes to he may be moving out like... In the hill country.
Yeah, he likes to bow hunt and all
that.
Yeah,
he's going to want some land.
And Nick says East Houston's next. Home prices are rising monthly. Yeah, I don't know now that we've had the Rona pause what's going to happen, but that area of town when we first moved there, I guess been 3 years now? Whenever the Super Bowl was here, that was the week we moved there. I mean, it was townhomes, warehouse, that was about it. But now there's restaurants going up everywhere, and there's all those bars, and everything's moving in our direction, and and farther east towards what do they call that? It's Eastwood. All that area is blowing up now too, and the prices are going way up, and it was growing really fast. And I don't know how much the Rona slowed that, but there's like four houses available in our 32 townhome complex now, which was not the case. Those things would get snapped up immediately. So
maybe some homeless people can just move into one.
No, we're not.
Start squatting.
Nope, not doing that.
Why not? You're such a hater.
I'm not a hater. But per Austin culture map, he's moving to Lake Austin.
Okay. Yeah. I would have guessed Spicewood, something like that.
Dripping Springs or something.
Yeah. You can get some nice little ranch land out there. My buddy Wally used to have a ranch out there. Boy, it was nice. Had sort of a little was like a par three golf course, had a few par three golf course holes. It was a good time.
Yeah,
riding around ATVs everywhere, and that was good living, man.
I'm toying with the idea of like one par, not really a par three, but just like a driving range area.
Yeah,
because I got room out there, and just like put one of those fake greens down, and just whack golf balls at it. Thinking about doing that. I got to get started on it first, though, but that's coming. There is a lot of room out there. But we bought that area because I don't want to be around people.
Yeah.
So please don't move there either. Because I don't like saying I don't want people coming in, because I think it's great to have, you know, new ideas and new cultures and things like that. It's just, we don't have room for you here anymore.
Well, that, I'm telling you, man, my wife and I keep looking at these houses in Oregon, and that may end up being, I may end up retired, like eventually, you know, I'm nowhere near retirement age.
I hate to break it to you, you're about to be 40. It's time to start thinking about it now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, it'd be nice to have a place like that, you know, to go when I'm done working, and just away from, you know, it's like being in the mountains. There's, you know, there's good beer. It's like Denver that no one knows about. I mean, it really is. It's so great up there, and nobody really knows it exists.
I imagine they do on the West Coast more so than it, because that whole it's almost like the left side of the country, starting from Washington on down.
They only know about what's there.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And people don't, like the average person, you think, hey, I'm going to go on vacation. They don't think, hey, I'm going to go to Oregon. If they're going to go over there, they're going to go to San Francisco. They're going to go to L.A. and or maybe Seattle, maybe. But they don't think of, not, you know, I'm talking about people basically east of Colorado.
Yeah.
Colorado and east all the way. That's not what they think about. So, yeah, it makes sense. It's a cool place. And believe me, nobody thinks, hey, man, it'd be great to go to Saskatchewan. Well, guess what? I'm really excited about eventually. Well, I'm not excited about retiring because I don't really want to think about it yet. But we're set up for it. And then there's some amazing places up there that are just beautiful, and they're isolated. And, you know, the only negative is I'm pretty sure that when I'm retired, when I have my heart attack, there's no way that they can get a EMS there in time.
Yeah.
I'll be dead.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah. I kind of figure whenever that comes, it's going to be, yeah, I'd rather do that than get nice and old. But no, but it's a beautiful area up there. And I said the area we got East Texas is, I think is just nice and quiet and is going to be a perfect place. And so the long-term plan, which I would say not for at least 10 years, maybe it's probably longer because the wife has no intention of retiring either.
Right.
But
she's still doing some good earning.
Yeah, she is. She is. So the long-term plan is, okay, we're going to spend the winters down here, you know, keep our place and maybe rent it out, but spend the winters in Village Mills, and then summers we'd spend in Saskatchewan, and, you know, get not a big Winnebago, but kind of a small one, and sort of travel back and forth in between so you can see some of the country. And then I would also use that to go to Vegas and play in the World Series every year. So in the old man tournament, of course, by then I'll be an old man, like a real old man. That was the one thing that made me feel good playing that tournament. Not just that I played well. I was one of the youngest guys in it, and I looked younger than everybody else, and it gave me a lot of confidence, and it made me, and of course, I play younger than that because I'm essentially an internet guy, and a lot of these guys are old school. I'm gonna play Ace 10 just like it's aces,
yeah.
And I'm gonna try to turn this into a limit game, but yeah.
RKO Flores says like only Texans know about the New Braunfels River float. That's not true. Everyone knows about New Braunfels. Real Texans know about that Frio River. Because you got to drive that extra 2.5 hours to get there. So worth it, though. So worth it.
Well, but all of us grew up going there. All of us grew up going to, you know what? I bet only real Texans know about Natural Bridge Caverns.
Yeah, well, or anyone who's driven that stretch of 35.
There's a sign every 5 feet.
Yeah. It's like Buc-ee's.
Yeah, there's more signs for that than Buc-ee's. But, I mean, I understand why people would want to come here, especially if you're rich. And that's great. We need more riches, but we just don't need more people right now. And maybe, I tell you what, if everybody will agree to stop breeding for, let's say, 5 years, then they
cool
can come in.
If you guys could stop doing it for a minute.
Well, you can do it. Just wrap the rascal. That's all. Use protection.
And when you come here, your house is probably going to need new siding and windows. Let's face it. Your old outdated siding and windows on the house that you buy cash after you sell your mansion in California. You're going to need some new windows. Allstate siding and windows, that's the way to go. They're doing things the right way. They're a family-owned company, and they're making sure that when they do consultations and installations, everything is safe and kosher for you and for them, because they don't want to, they're not looking to spread COVID around. They just want to help you get new siding and windows. And they're going to do that with their summer specials. Call today for a free consultation. They'll tell you about that summer special. 30% off all windows, $2,500 for all full siding jobs. You want the best rate? Call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Going to save you money on your energy bills on top of everything else. Remember that the new siding and the new windows can save you up to 40% on electric bills. 832-204-1936, Allstate, Siding and Windows.com.
Listening to ESPN 97.5, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. You know, one follow-up to that. The one positive, if you were thinking about moving from California to here and you actually owned property there, right, you could sell, even if you still have a lot of mortgage left, you could sell a place out there that you would get millions for, and you could get a comparable place here for under $1 million easy. And that, and you know, that doesn't suck. But, and then,
like, my in-laws are building a house. It's about on about an acre and a half of property outside of Seattle. We're talking, when I say outside of Seattle, at this point, it's probably a good 30 minutes outside of Seattle. So it's comparable to, let's say, like the Woodlands or something like that, except it's not as populous.
Right.
But they're going to pay, I mean, their house is probably comparable to my house. They're going to end up paying close to $1 million for this place. It's like, I don't know, man.
Well, I was,
it's
like,
nice up there, but it ain't that damn nice.
It's like we were looking at Toronto, which is kind of similar in terms of price. The place we have, almost the exact same layout, $3 million in Toronto.
It's too damn high.
And it's like, it's 3 million Canadian, so it's like 2.4.
But even then, like, that's like,
it's still, it's five times what we paid for
Toronto. That's like New York City prices.
Yeah, it is. It's very similar. And it's weird because Toronto, the housing prices are ridiculous, but the rental prices are affordable. It's odd. It's like when she wasn't living in Toronto. She was living in Mississauga, and she had this great townhome for $1,100 a month in a nice neighborhood. But trying to own? Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. You know, I had another positive Rona story, and I can't find it anymore.
Give it to me. Oh.
Oh, wait. No, here it is. Here it is. It's from the Daily Mail. So, not maybe a step below the New York Post on the trustworthy level, but okay. Apparently, corona deaths have fallen to another low. And according to Daily Mail, flu and pneumonia are now killing 6 times more people as coronavirus.
Okay, flu and what?
Flu and pneumonia.
Are killing how many more people than?
6 times. Now, do you want the bad news?
Yeah.
That's in England.
Oh.
So I don't know what our numbers are. But hey, isn't that positive that more other things are killing more people there?
Is it? I don't know. I mean, I guess.
Man, I'm trying to look for positives. I am. I'm trying to find, you know, some things that will make people relax and not worry and not live in fear. Still wear your mask. Still practice social distancing. Still be smart. But, you know, I don't like that the media is trying to scare everybody. I don't like the media misleads everybody.
Yeah.
It's kind of what my column was today. I did mislead everybody, though, but there was a point to it.
You did it intentionally?
Yes, I did. So... I did pay off on it, though. Unlike
fake news. That's what the failing, well, the failingsportsmap.com.
No, but I did pay off on the headline, even though that's not what the column was about, because I didn't want to be a total. I kind of took that Aaron Rodgers thing from last week where I thought he made a really good point, which is one of those things. It's like in the last month, I've agreed with Mike Florio on something and Aaron Rodgers on something. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me, but... But yeah, so I kind of riffed off that. By the way, if you had Avalanche to win today, I think you can cash your ticket. It's 6-0 with 15 minutes left. So
that seems like it seems safe.
Yeah, yeah. I think the Avs are going to go over by themselves. And, well, they're going to need to because the Coyotes have yet to score. And you got 2 other games tonight, and Canadiens, Flyers, Canucks, Blues. You got lots of basketball tonight, so plenty of things to you know, Dad Boy says pneumonia is a symptom of coronavirus. Pneumonia is a symptom of a lot of things, though. Doesn't mean the coronavirus gave it to you. So, and I'm assuming that these are pneumonia that came from other things. I got pneumonia once from a damn sinus infection, and it almost killed me. So, oh well, we're just gonna. I'm gonna keep reporting the positive news when I can find it. I admit it's a little hard to find sometimes, especially if you're reading traditional news media. You have to go to the bottom of the story to find the positives. Hey, it's all this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened. It's awful, it's awful, it's awful, it's awful. Oh, on a bright side. You know what it's like, what they're doing now? And I don't watch local TV newscasts anymore, so I don't know if they still do this. But you know at the end of the show where they used to have like somebody rescued a sheep? Or, you know, they have this little uplifting story about a cat being found from 1,000 miles away who made its way home. I don't know if they still do that, but it's like that's how they end the show, is with a little positive thing. It's like the first, you know, up until you get to sports and weather, it's all about shootings in Southwest Houston. And, you know, now it's all COVID, but, you know, this guy died, this guy died, this guy died. And at the very end, they do the little uplifting thing. That's what these stories are. At the very end, they give you the positive. They give you the sheep who escaped and had to be rescued, and now has been adopted by a high school.
Adopted by a high school?
Yes. Yeah.
A sheep?
A sheep. I don't know. It's that kind of story.
Okay.
I mean, it's not a real story. That is fake news, but that's the kind of story that they used to do.
All right.
So, yeah. Garza, should they pull half the team because of hockey's unwritten rules?
I actually tweeted that out last night. The manager of the Rangers wants the Rockets to stop shooting threes when they were up by like 23 points. Deal with it.
936 says, Fred almost died of pneumonia. Another old person statement. Yeah, except at the time I was 36. I was not old.
Now that's a horse of a different color.
Yeah. NBS Police says, bright side, there's 2 tropical waves forming in the Gulf with a high probability of formation into next week. Yeah, that's another one that I actually mentioned earlier in the show where the story is talking about how great the weather was going to be today. But next week, it's like...
tropical storms.
We can't be happy about anything. We can't just have people fun.
Don't these people from California know we have hurricanes and tropical storms here?
Yeah, you know what? Visit next week when one of the tropical storms is coming in. But you know what? I think we've already taken the hit from the worst one. So they'll get here and it won't be nearly as bad. And they'll be, oh, what's all this complaining about tropical storms? Like, well, you should have been here during Harvey. You should have been here during Ike. See, we've already...
It wasn't so bad.
We've already taken the blows for him. Yeah.
It can be
Rita.
Bad.
Rita was bad.
It can be bad.
928 asking, Fred, how is Banff and the Calgary area? The family and I were supposed to go there before the COVID hit. Banff is one of the most beautiful places in the world, and I love Calgary. But
because you're a rough rider.
No, that's Saskatchewan, actually. Calgary, you know, is the Stampeders.
Stampede.
So I like stampeding.
Yeah, you're a Stampeder.
Or if you like the hockey team, the Flames. I'm sensing a theme today. You don't have to say a damn word.
You're a rough riding flame.
Somebody says 36 is old, LOL. Okay, if you say so, 18-year-old, good for you.
How dare you, sir?
I used to think 36 was old when I was 19. Yeah. So, I mean, and it was really one of those out of nowhere things, and it was the same pneumonia that killed the Muppets guy. That's all I remember.
Jim Henson?
Yeah. So, and if I'd waited another day, I was the doctor said I'd been in real trouble, and I was it was bad, man. I was in the hospital for like a week, and you know, and they couldn't get rid of my fever, and it was bad, but I survived.
I'm glad you made it, Fred. Yeah, where would we be without you now?
You'd probably be a lot better show.
But other than that, though, where would we be?
Well, who knows? Who knows? Life has a way of just, yeah. Somebody said, I just turned 40. I feel old. Dude, don't feel old. You know, that's the beauty of they're just numbers, man. That's what I know.
What if I feel old, but not because of my age? I just feel like I'm constantly worn down and beat to hell.
Shouldn't have. Because
I drink too much. And
yeah, and you work, and now you're working too hard.
I work too many hours now. Know?
So. H-Town Hooligan says, Fred, the positive side of COVID news reporter, the hero we didn't know we wanted, now we definitely need. I want to give people a little
Fred
hope.
Fred does always give the good news, which I appreciate.
I just want to give people hope. We need hope. And in no way am I encouraging people to lighten up on the restrictions or anything like that. But I do want people to know that there
but
are.
Didn't you say earlier you don't wear a mask anymore?
I never said that.
Oh.
Stop.
I thought you said you're going to the movies and you're going to start.
No.
Spitting up in the air and catching it in your
fake
own mouth.
Fake news. Fake news. Oh. Hashtag fake news. D says, so what Fred Fowler is saying is he's a stampeding flamer. If you could work Rough Rider into that.
It's a rough riding flamer.
You would have something. But, yeah. And people asking for hockey plays. I did give those
over
out
over in the Avalanche game.
Yeah, a little late for that.
Sorry.
One of my plays already happened, the Bruins game. The other game that I would make a small wager on is I think Vancouver wins tonight and you get a plus number.
All right.
Because the Blues will be without Tarasenko, and I think Vancouver's
Canucks.
They've played even with them the whole series. Now, the one negative I would say is that the Blues were playing really awful when this thing first started, and now they're getting it together and they're starting to play like a Stanley Cup team again. So it's not. I'm not unloading on it because I don't trust it that much. Because that factor with St. Louis scares me. And Flyers probably beat the Canadiens tonight, but they're minus 170 or something silly. So there. All right. Space Ghost. I'm a man. I'm 40. Bill asks, is Fred a non-pedo COVID report? Yes. Yes, I can guarantee
Certainly.
You that you will be getting non-pedophile, non-diddler. COVID-19, positive COVID-19 reporting from me. And for that reason, you should follow me on Twitter.
All right. You'll see videos of, like, you throwing a frisbee at your dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, dude, you know how hard it is to try to take a picture of a airborne dog going after a frisbee when you have to throw the frisbee? And it's like, and my neighbor offered, I ran into one of my neighbors, and he offered to take a picture, and she's so frigging goofball-y. She just looks at him and like, I'm not jumping after that if you're looking at me.
Well, how do you think these Instagram models feel? Mm. They've got to take pictures of themselves like with a camera across the room while they've got to make sure their nipples are covered. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it. You still want to be hot, but you don't want to violate terms. There's a lot goes into that, Fred.
Well, my dog's an Instagram model.
Nothing's easy, bro.
Yeah. All right. Quick break. It's Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Truth is all that you need. You bury that seed. It's everything beautiful.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Last segment of the day. Late hits with Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock. Aaron, I want you to pick a fight with them, okay? Because I missed the other one. I want to be able to hear it. So.
I'm trying to think of what I could just say James Harden was overrated last night and watch them both explode.
Jason and Patrick always seem to get along, though, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
Well, I mean, they're both flaming homers.
That's true. There's nothing to fight about.
No.
They did argue over something the other day. Oh, man.
It was Patrick tweeting out that Jason was a homer and I hated Houston teams. And I forgot Patrick tried to do something himself, and that's kind of the dirty little secret is that, like, Patrick Creighton calls Jason a homer. Patrick Creighton's just as much of a homer, if not worse, honestly.
He's also a homer conspiracy guy.
Yeah.
But, listen, I love those guys, and make sure you tune in for their show. But I said at the time, both of those things can be true. Jason can be a homer, and AJ can be a Houston sports hater. In fact, I think they both are true.
Not me.
No, actually, I don't think AJ. I think people mistake the fact that AJ is a worst case scenario guy with the fact that
I am a glass half full, half empty.
Half empty. It's like it's almost all empty.
Yeah, like I spilled a lot of the glass. Okay.
Yeah, people mistake that. Yeah, you were drunk, but people mistake that for he hates Houston teams. It's like no, it's. You like to look at the worst possible scenarios a lot.
I prepare myself for the worst.
Yeah. I mean, Justin Verlander's pitched his last game as an Astro.
You never know.
All right, let's do deaths. Let's wrap things up the way we always do. 2007, I don't know this guy. Is Demolition Crush a professional wrestler?
He was a pro wrestler. When I was a kid, Demolition consisted of Axe and Smash, and then they brought in Crush, and I think either Axe or Smash had gotten hurt, so Crush started to fill in, and they sort of rotated through the three of them. Like, you never knew who was going to come out, and sometimes they would do a three-on-three match and use all three guys, but Crush was the big, tall one.
Okay, well, he died.
He die?
2007.
Damn, I didn't
His real name was Brian Adams. He was born in the summer of 69.
Got his first real six string.
Bought it at a five and dime.
Yeah. Played until his fingers bled.
Jimmy quit. Never mind. Let's see. Peter Fonda, 2019, 79 years old.
Good run for Peter Fonda.
Yeah, I mean, most of these actors that are kind of young or kind of skinny and good looking usually make it in their 80s.
Except James Dean.
Yeah.
Didn't make it that
Jimmy
long.
Dean. But he's still making sausage. 2019, Cedric Benson.
Yeah.
36 years old.
Just a year ago.
Yeah.
I love that story that Adrian Peterson told us of why he ended up not going to the University of Texas.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty awesome. Rudolf Hess in 1987, German Nazi official.
I was going to say, he sounds like a Nazi.
He was a Nazi. Committed suicide at 93. Who kills himself at 93?
I don't know.
Unless he's got, but he was a bad dude, man. If you ever watch that Circle of Evil, Hitler's Circle of Evil, man, that show is just, I mean, there's parts of it make you sick to your stomach, but it's really well done. Let's see, 1946, H.G. Wells, dead at the age of 79, wrote The War of the Worlds, The Time Machine. If he could turn back time, he probably wouldn't die.
If I could turn back time. Just get a little Cher in there. I like that song.
1951, William Randolph Hearst. Technically my boss at one point, although not in 1951, but I worked for Hearst. Dead at 88.
And you were like, good.
Yeah, well, I don't really root for the Hearst family, I can tell you that. In 1057, Macbeth. Macbeth, beware Macduff. Life is but a poor player who struts and frets his hour upon the stage. Never mind. 1975, I'm a Hog, society leader, founder of the Houston Symphony, dies at 93. So that's why that place is the Hog Center.
I'm a Hog. I thought that was going to be a porn star name.
Well, it'd have to be a special kind of porn star, right?
We had the same discussion last year because y'all didn't know her, and I can't believe that you didn't have to learn about her in Texas history.
No.
No, in Texas history, we just learned how Mexicans were bad.
Yeah, we just learned about the Alamo over and over.
Yeah,
and
how great it was that we killed them in their sleep at the Battle of San Jacinto.
Shouldn't have taken a nap in the middle of the day, lazy.
All right, let's go to the best deaths. August 12th, 30 BC. Didn't we have Cleopatra last week?
I think so.
Yeah, I think we had Cleopatra last week. Check on that, because we were making all kinds of...
Yeah, I left the 12th in here from last year.
See, because we did the whole thing about who did Cleopatra bang. I still say Marilyn Monroe, better resume than Cleopatra.
I think they have some shared. They're
probably
Eskimo sisters.
Yeah, and Raquel Welch,
I mean, too. Inuit sisters.
Inuit sisters, yeah, come on. Can you dump that, or is it too late?
Sorry.
Since we can't say that anymore. 1995, Mickey Mantle. That dude made it to 63. Gives me hope. 2009, Les Paul.
Isn't it crazy to think that Mickey Mantle played basically his entire career on one leg?
Yeah.
And was still like one of the greatest ball players ever.
And pretty much played every game drunk.
Yeah. Well, he had to, because he was covering up the pain for basically had a torn ACL.
Yeah. Les Paul, 2009, dead at 94.
That's a really good run for anyone associated with music.
Yeah, and what's really cool, I still have one of the original Les Pauls before he died, and now the value's gone down. But 1948, George Herman Babe Ruth, dead at 53.
The Mick and the Babe?
The Mick, the Babe,
week?
Les Paul? This is, man, if Cleopatra had just held on for a day.
Spam Risk is calling me.
Oh, great.
Oh, thanks a lot, Spam Risk.
These are some pretty good deaths. 1977, Elvis Presley.
Okay.
It's a big one. I always remember that because he died on my brother and my grandmother's birthday, August 16th.
Here's a real question. Bigger celebrity in American lore, Babe Ruth or Elvis Presley? Bigger star?
They were both huge for their times. I'll go with Elvis, though.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Babe's up there, but... Yeah, Elvis and Lance. We entertainment guys always outdo athletes, even then. Genghis Khan.
But even that level of athlete?
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about it now. The biggest movie star, The Rock, is bigger than LeBron James.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Genghis Khan, 12.
Is The Rock bigger than Michael Jordan, though?
Yeah, Michael Jordan didn't. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
And Tiger. Make a lot more money than them, too. All right, here we go. Here's your porn stars. 2008. Missy, 40 years old.
Car wreck.
Accidental overdose.
Damn it.
They probably caused a car wreck.
Yeah.
2003, Gina Jannetty, 51.
51? Heart attack.
Says unknown, so I'm going to give it to you because
thank you.
It could have very well been a heart attack. Hotaro Akani, 32 years old.
Murdered.
Suffocation from an asthma attack while smoking a cigarette.
That makes sense.
Oturo. How do you say? Never mind. Alexis Grace, 2016, 27 years old.
Car accident.
Asthma.
Man, a lot of asthma.
Yeah.
Asthma's running rampant in the porn world.
2008, well, you know, obviously there's a lot of inhaling going on. 2018, Devin Davis. 42 years old.
Is that a male or a female, Devin?
I don't know. It's a D-E-V-O-N.
That sounds like a
female.
Male. Oh, female?
Female.
How old?
42.
Suicide.
Accidental drug overdose.
Allegedly accidental.
And 1979, Mary Millington, 33 years old, died from?
Murder.
Suicide via drug and alcohol overdose. You had all kinds of options there. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Hope everybody has an awesome rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow. Till then, stay Rona free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.